And it's time now to meet a young woman with a wealth of talent. She's just one of the new crop of writers on the continent that we're showcasing for you each weekend on Network Africa. My colleague Catherine Fellows met the writer, whom those in the know are saying is one of the continent's most talented poets.
My name is Blessing Musari. I'm a writer from Zimbabwe. I write poetry, children's stories, and general prose, adult fiction. I've been writing for a long time. I started in high school, you know, just writing stories to entertain my friends. But I never really thought of taking it seriously until about 2000, the year 2000, when I just quit my job and decided that I was going to write full time. My first children's book was published by Longman in the year 2000. Expecting another children's book, which is being published by Weaver Press in Zimbabwe. It should be out at the end of this year.
Tell me a little bit more about your writing. You say you write children's stories. What kind of stories?
The first one, Rufaro's Day, is a story about a little girl who is staying with her grandparents in the village and a cousin. And like all children, you know, in the rural areas, they're given a little task to do to keep them busy during the day. And their task is to look after their grandmother's goats. And they lose one because they're busy eating mangoes and they're not taking care of the goats. And it's just about how finally they find it. And their grandfather knows that they lost the goat, but he keeps their secret because they found it in the end. And he thinks overall they did a good job. The second story is about an acacia tree, which finds itself in Switzerland, where it has been nurtured from a seed by a tree surgeon, and it doesn't like the cold weather there because it's an African acacia and it wants to go home. So it engages its friend, the wind, and he gets some of his friends and they pick it up and they take it across the continent onto Africa, where the tree becomes stranded because of wind forces that meet and all sorts of things that happen, and he's left by himself in the desert, and how another wind from the desert picks him up and takes him, and he's in the sea, and then he ends up in Central Africa where he meets other trees and other animals that work together to finally get him to where he wants to go, to Southern Africa.
Fantastic. I'm very keen to have a taste of some of your poetry. Is there something that you could read out?
Yes, I'll read a poem. It's about a woman who has been abused in her marriage by her husband, and she is just thinking maybe she should have done something different, and sort of just reflecting on her life. It's called Perfect. I was light on my feet once, waltzing through brilliant showers of gifts and praise, airborne, eyes shut to constant changing skies, safe in knowing no one dies untouched. Perfect. I have stood amazed in a parade of black eyes and roses, and my secrets, all but one, have left me suspended, far from speech and understanding, wondering if it's me. I should try to be beautiful, inside out, clean and quiet, perfect. I'm spinning, can't keep my eyes on one fixed point. I know I should, but I'm not perfect.
It's very moving.
Thank you.
Do you often write about women?
I think that most of the time I do. I've actually found myself writing about women a lot, especially in my poetry. I think mostly because I work from a personal point of view, where if I'm not writing about my own personal feelings, I would probably put myself in the shoes of another woman that I know, or imagine what another woman would be thinking if she was in a certain position.
I think you have another poem which is in the voice of a very different kind of woman.
Yes, it's a poem called Popular Fiction, about a woman who believes that if she finds herself a rich husband, her life would be a lot better and she would be a much better person. Well, she would be better than the other people who she would leave behind in her neighborhood or in the township.
Let's hear it.
Popular Fiction. She's looking for love in a CLK. Silver like a bullet, straight to my heart, she said. That's what I want. She smears her lips orange flame and pouts. Yes, I would be somebody then. A yard bigger than your fields of maize and tribal trust lands, and walls like those of Jericho, behind which I, sleek and spoilt, will hide from these narrow streets, endless acceptance of mediocrity. She strokes a rough palm over stretched denim and winds her waist to a silent tune. This body has a future, you know. 2 kids, no more. She smiles, repairs to follow. Yes, would you ask me to sweep your muddy floors then? Offer me day-old sada and sugar bean stew, I would laugh in your face. She draws on some eyebrows and black pencil lines her eyes, shakes a mane of $60,000 hair from Union Street Flea Market. Oh, yes, baby girl's got a dream, silver like a bullet, a crown on this pretty head, me, ghetto queen.
A poem called Popular Fiction by Blessing Musariri, a young writer from Zimbabwe.